Good morning, all. Thank you, Samson, for having me in the CBMC the Monday Manna program. Once again, it's a pleasure for me to connect with you all this Monday morning. I know it's a year end. For people who are in business, this is a crucial week. We're getting into another financial year in just a few weeks' time. A lot of balance sheets to be put, a lot of projections, but it's good to come again in the presence of the Lord this Monday morning to see how we can balance sheet with the Lord. You know, this is the way I look at the balance sheet, and one of the things which I find whenever I go through challenges or when I travel or when I make any crucial decisions, I look at this Psalm, the Psalm 91, and the thought which came to my mind was the six promises we can claim, or rather the six promises which God is giving us for us to use. Provided we come under some conditions. You know, even if you take insurance, they do a lot of conditions. But God is not like that. He doesn't say something and do something. He has kept it there so that he wants us to enjoy these promises. So I just want to walk you through these six promises. This has been very close to my heart personally. Whenever I've done any major projects, whenever I've gone abroad or to sign up some major contracts or whatever, I've always claimed these six promises, and that's exactly what I'm going to share with you. So I just want you to join me, and I will be sharing this PowerPoint in the group. So this is for you all to also keep it in your notes so that you can use it whenever you have a time to, you know, time where you can reflect upon and go into the Word. So this morning, Psalm 91 is something which is very close to my heart, and I want you to just pay a few close attention, and then I would like to open it for also some questions if possible, if time is there. But let's see how we can dive deep into Psalm 91. The first thing which comes to my mind is when you read Psalm 91, is God's presence. You know, if you look at this verse 1 and 2, I'm walking you through the verse. So he who dwells in the secret place. See, the word secret place is always very interesting to me. You know, it's not saying he who dwells in the place. It's a secret place. People who know secrets are people who are closer. There's something that you and your wife share. There's something that you and your manager shares. There's something that you and your accountant shares. There's something that you and your friend shares. So secrets are to people who are closer. So what God is trying to tell me is, come closer to me, or walk close with me, and you will dwell in my secret place. And it says under the shadow. You see the, I've marked it specifically in yellow, under the shadow. He is my refuge and my fortress. In God, in him, I will trust. Look at the punchlines there. For God is giving this whole secret place to people who are able to come closer to him. There's a statement I always recollect, I've heard this statement from a very good friend of mine, Pastor Satish, who runs one of the largest churches in this country. He said, Ashwin, if you are not tested, you can't be trusted. If you're not tested, you can't be trusted. Every time you want to enter into a secret place, you must understand God. You must get into a plan with God, or get into an understanding with God that he's able to trust you. So the first promise is, God's presence is with us as we finish this month, as we start another financial year, in the business you're going through, in the decisions you're taking for your family. I was just in Bangalore and I met a good friend of mine. He's saying, Ashwin, there's nobody we can trust. He used to say, I said, what do you mean there's nobody you can trust? I said, he said, Ashwin, everything in the office, everything in the friendship, everything looks fake. I said, but have you put your trust, instead of putting it on the left, right, in insurance, here, there, have we put our trust in the Lord? And this is something which I've taken very close. My mother always have told me, Ashwin, wherever you travel, keep Psalm 91 close to your heart. And when she was alive, I really didn't take it seriously. But after she passed away, I understood the importance of these six promises. So the first is presence. So it's a very important thing. We have God's presence with us. If you can get into the trust factor, and you cross the test factor, God, you will dwell in the secret place. So let's not go for just a place, but let's dwell in the secret place under his shadow. So that's the first promise, which I am leaving parking for your meditation. The second is God's protection. Now, you know, look at the Psalm 91. This is a traveler's psalm. And there are many people say this is Moses who wrote this psalm. And, you know, it's a traveler's psalm. And you see God's protection as you travel, as you move around, as we travel in the life journey. You know, it says, surely he shall deliver you. He's not saying, I'm using King James Version. He's not saying he shall deliver you. Surely he shall deliver you. Look at the assurance which you know, which God is giving us and our family. The fact that you know, we hear so much of rumors of what's coming with so much of other new diseases coming up, and he says surely he will deliver you from the previous pestilence. Now imagine the writer many years back. We talk about pestilences. We talk about so many new diseases coming. The writer, thousands of years back, you know, the Holy Spirit kept this promise for us. He shall cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you shall take. I mean, under whose wings? Under your wings. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Today, if you look at Bombay, if you see the earlier episodes in some programs, you will find, I was watching an NDTV news report. They interviewed, you know, the police shooters who killed mafia gangs. In Mumbai many years back. And when you go deeper into the subject, you will find that businessmen would give hafta or money to protect their business. Now, many people have black cats, white cats, whatever cats they have, but will that give protection? So here God is saying, surely he shall deliver you. You know, what a promise which God is giving this morning as we enter this last week or entering the new month next in April. So one is God's presence. Second, he's saying, I will give you a protection. But please understand, all this comes with some clauses. As long as we are in his wings. See, we can't go away from his wings and expect God's protection. So please understand that he is there for us to protect us. The question is, are we in his presence? Are we under his feather? If we move away from his feather, it's difficult. But God is saying, come unto me. Surely he shall deliver you. That's the second promise here. The third one is God's peace. Look at this verses, you know, as we even, you know, just meditate on this for a minute. You shall not be afraid of the terrible night, nor of the arrow. Not be afraid, nor of the arrow, nor of the pestilence, nor of the destruction. We live in a war zone today, you know, meaning you find two countries having wars, they're celebrating anniversaries. You know, look at the times we are living. You know, one side there's war going on, one side there's, you know, all kinds of things. But then, you know, he's saying, don't be afraid. And all this is, in Revelation, it's very clear. All this is bound to happen. But God says, I will protect you. So don't be afraid. So the third thing is the peace he gives you. Many times when I meet friends, you know, even I have three children and they are finishing 11th and going 12th. Many parents worry about the future. What will happen to my children? Will they get a good job? Will they settle well? You know, let's park aside those problems and let's dwell in God's hand and say, Lord, your peace is sufficient. Your peace is sufficient, Lord. Will they get married? Will they find a good partner? I mean, your peace is sufficient. The moment we leave it at God's hand and the peace which comes into our heart gives us much comfort. You know, I've decided to leave it to God's hand. God led us. I didn't know I would come into this media line to do God's work, but God had a plan. So when I look at my children, I say, God has a plan. The question is just depend on the Lord and keep walking. Let's not get stressed out about it. So God's peace. This is something which we all need in business. The next one which we need to go through is the perspective. What is God's perspective? 1,000 may fall. Look at the 1,000, 10,000. No, it's very interesting, you know. He's not saying 1,000, 2,000. You know, one can, if you look at, one can put the marriage union also, you know, when one or two join together. So the word 1,000, 10,000 is amazing to see how God's arithmetic works. You know, this is God's balance sheet. He says one time you will cross through 1,000 issues, but the next time it's not 2,000. Next time you come closer to me, you will cross 10,000. The perspective is different. That means when you go closer to God, challenges, it's not the challenges will not be there. Challenges will be there, but you will not face that level challenges. You will face 10 times more, the 10x effect. You know, it says Daniel was 10 times better than the other magicians, other, wise men. 10 times. I like the word 10, the 10x effect. So 1,000, 10,000. But it shall not come near you, only with your eyes. So why is God showing us that it will not come near you? God wants us to experience this perspective. When the Israelites crossed the sea and they went, they saw the people, they saw the soldiers, Egyptian soldiers drowned. With your eyes, you shall look. See the reward, because you have made the Lord my refuge. Even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you. It's very interesting, you know, God's perspective is different. It's not like our perspective, 1 + 1 + 1. It's 1 and 10x. So God's perspective is always 10x for you. So this is what we need to claim. You know, I've realized that the more I depend on the Lord, the more challenges come, but the more he shows me that you can cross. So that's God's perspective. Then comes God's provision. This is another interesting factor. You know, how will I manage? The last week I was in Hyderabad. You know, there was a businessman who spoke to me and said, Ashwin, every time a contract comes, but it never gets closed. 3 times it has come, but never get closed. I said, you know, I understand. But then let's leave it to the Lord's hand. God knows he will give it at the right time. God talks about provision. Yeah, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, in their hands, in their hands. In whose hands? In God's hands. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and cobra. See, why is he saying lion, cobra, serpent? He's saying, you know, God is there to provide for us amidst these challenges. In the COVID time, I've noticed when people were shutting down and all these things, I just stood back. There was a lot of things happening. And I've seen, just stepping back, instead of our strategy, just step back for a minute, just pause. Sometimes we are handling it, God is not able to do it. Just step back and allow and see God's provision. So I told that business friend of mine who was saying, contract comes, but it's not closing. I said, step back. Maybe just allow God to see, you know. And in my life, whenever I've stepped back, whenever I've faced challenges saying, Lord, I tried all this, it's not worked, I've realized, step back and allow God's hand to be there. You will amazingly see God's provision. Instead of me searching for clients, clients will come searching for me. This is God's 10x effect. This is God's style of doing his provision. Then God's power, lastly. You know, because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. He has known my name. I remember when I was in my school, my principal called me by my name. You know, this got thousands of students, but to remember the name, you know that he has got me in his mind. So God says he knows you. He knows you. He knows each one who has joined the CBMC this morning. He knows you by your name. And I will be with him in trouble. Listen, it says I will. And then I will deliver him, honor him, satisfy him, and show him my salvation. You know, what kind of words, you know? I marvel at God's personal touch which he gives you in this Psalm 91. I've read this many times, but every time I read upon it, just comes fresh. I would urge this team to, this group which is joining me this morning, you know, probably in your quiet time this evening, or probably just go through this. I'll share the notes. You know, it's so amazing, the personalized touch which God gives, which the writer writes to you and me to claim. God's power. With long life, many people they say long life, but what is long life? You know, many people, I was just meeting a very elderly man. He said, Ashwin, it's, I have my body aches. It's not easy, Ashwin, and all. See, look at the statement here. Doctors add life to years. Doctors add years to life, and God adds life to years. Many people talk about long life. Doctors can give you long life, but God adds life to years. You know, this is a statement which I take very seriously, you know, whether we want long life or we want God adding life to years. You know, Ziegenbaum passed away when he was 38, 30, that age, you know, very young man. He came 300 years back to Tarangambadi. God adds life to years. It's not how long we live. It's are we adding life to our years? in that short span, he not only learned Tamil, he introduced the printing press, he built a church, and he brought the Tamil Bible. You know, what life 2 years? You know, when we move on, what will people talk? Are we adding life 2 years? So in Psalm 91, we have these amazing promises. The six promises, I'm just sounding up. It's God's presence, God's protection, God's peace, God's perspective, God's provision, and God's power. Now, these six are for us. It's for you and for me. Now, we need to claim it. We need to walk in His anointing. And we need to just say, Lord, I'm stepping back and allowing You. Even now, as we, finish this month and go into another month, there are so many things which I'm asking the Lord. But more than that, now I've realized to step back. Lord, not only do I ask, I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to take control of my life and say, Lord, You know the future. It's better I keep quiet and allow the Holy Spirit to handle. Whether the contract comes or not is not my problem, Lord. I know when you are my provision. You know when to give me the contract. Very interestingly, there was a client I had which I was following up for many, many years. The day I left following up, just last week, the client approached me and he said, Ashwin, I want to work with you. So the day we leave, our strategies and we depend on God, God opens doors. God's presence. Are we in God's presence? Now please remember, if God needs to trust you, He needs to test you. What are the compromises we are making? What are the things we are doing which we feel God may not know? Understanding God's peace, amidst all our situation, do we have the peace to say, what come may, God is there with me. I have the peace. Can we say that statement this morning? God's perspective, the 10x effect. Daniel was 10 times more, 10 times, 10x effect. And God says He will make you see. One is to feel that we are being protected, we have the peace. But to understand God's perspective, we need to see in our own eyes how things play out when God takes control. God's provision. Today we talk about how do we manage next year. God has sustained us thus far. Through the COVID, He has sustained us. Won't He sustain us? God's provision. God's power. Understanding God's power it's impossible because His power is so big. But then, do we want long life or do we want life to our years? So these are the six promises I'm parking. I'll share this to the group, even as we finish. I would like to open the floor for some questions because I always feel interaction is always better rather than one-way communication. So keep this, you can keep this six promises. I'm putting it on the screen. And I would like to, we have 10 more minutes. I know CBMC starts on time and finishes on time. I would like to have some questions and then we can close in prayer. Over to the floor for some questions. Yeah, you can open. Any questions anybody has got in what we shared? Any reflections? Yeah. I'm keeping the screen, the 6 points there on the screen so that it will be easy for us to reflect.
Yeah, you can open up your mic and speak if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Very good morning, Brother Ashwin. This morning. Is Arun Barrow. Thank you for the wonderful message. Thank you. It's really great. But in the business, for my case, I'm in the last week of financial year. And because of my early wrong things, accumulated certain kind of a situation. So in this critical situation, the dates are counting. So any special note on that? How I can completely depend on God?
Yeah. Good question. It's amazing. It's a very practical question, a very valid question, a very genuine question. I appreciate you asking that question. I think God understands the dynamics we go through. And sometimes when we make our own decisions, sometimes we get into our own situations where we get stuck. But I think it's important that we understand that God is not judging, he's not always finding fingers and finding fault. So it's better to surrender everything to the Lord. You know, I think surrendering completely to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is where I am. This is where I am. I do not know what's going to happen, but I know something that you know, and I put my trust in you. Because Lord, Psalm 91 says, you are my provision, you are my perspective, you are my protection, you are my peace, Lord. So Lord, can you provide peace? I remember when I had the fire accident in my office, I had no clue where God will take me, but I had the peace. You know, when I had absolute peace, I told my staff, we are moving. My finance person said, where will the money come from? I said, I don't know. Do you know what you're talking? I said, I don't know, but I know I had the peace. I think it's that sense which we know, Lord, when we go quiet. You know, this morning, sometimes I get up early morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in my quiet, just no noise, nothing. Just sit there with the Bible, with meditation. And you know, the verse will speak. Last week, I was just looking at, Lord, I'm in this media work. Everything around this is now getting more louder. And then God pops up a verse to me and says, I will blind the eyes of your enemies. What a verse. God speak? Yeah, God speaks. God speaks through verses. Sometimes God will speak to you with various verses. If you read in Revelation, you know, the seven ways in which God speaks. You know, so God can speak through any way. But the question is, are we listening? See, what is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing, you know. So if we move away from fear, then only can we realize God's voice. I've realized when we have more fear, we cannot hear God's voice. So I think the best is to park it there and to say, Lord, I know it looks like I've messed up, whatever, Lord. But Lord, I know even now you can protect me. You can care for me. You can give me the peace. So I think going in that angle completely and surrendering everything, you will find God's peace. And he will show you with your own eyes. This verse says, this Psalm 91 is a perfect psalm for you, my brother. Take this psalm for the next 7 days. Meditate on this. Just this psalm. Meditate on these points. And you will see God walking you through the challenges which you are going through. When I have had challenges, God has walked me through. That's why I'm confidently saying. Any, shall I take one more question? Samson, you have to keep watch of the time. Yeah. Any one more question? The answer I give is not a religious answer. The answer I give is a practical answer because I've gone through that. So just go through this psalm one more time. Take time. I'll share this on WhatsApp. And I'm sure God will speak to you. He'll give you the comfort.
If you can type it in the chat box also, that'll be great. If you cannot speak.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. How to stay? Okay, yes, one more question coming up. How to know God's will for my plan? I've been praying long, depending on him. He's silent. Time is just passing away. No, God's silence doesn't mean he's not answering. Sometimes God speaks. Sometimes he does not speak. Now, do you want God to answer it in the way you want to answer? Or do you want God to answer in the way he wants to answer? So God's silence does not mean that he is not answering. So it's very interesting. God's silence can be a blessing sometimes. So therefore, we cannot assume because God is silent, he is not talking. There are times when he was silent in my life, I have also learn to wait. So sometimes waiting is tough, but waiting, you know, I look at my dad's life. You know, my dad was in government service. He was trying several things to succeed, but then it was only in his late 50s or maybe 57, 58 that really God showed him where exactly he needs to focus his energy on. You know, so therefore sometimes I remember he was trying several things in his career. Nothing seemed to work. He was a very honest government official, but he always felt, you know, he has to be an entrepreneur trying to do something. Nothing worked. But in his 60s, God opened the door. He showed the way. So sometimes waiting is a blessing. So we can't say waiting means God doesn't speak. I think trusting him and being in his presence is key. You will find those different doors opening and God speaking to us. Another question, we need to trust God. How do you stay strong when no one supports you for your business? Okay, when no one supports you for your business is the best place to start. I remember one of the first signatures I had was signing a bank loan when I was 18 years old, taking a bank loan for 30 lakhs. This was in 95. So 30 lakhs bank loan, we mortgaged the house. Did the business go well? No, the business did not go well. In 3 years, we were bankrupt. In fact, in the fourth year, the bank called me and said, they're going to auction the house because I couldn't pay the bank loan. But amidst that, we have learned to trust God. Amidst that, God has shown us what it is to trust God. Creative concepts will emerge. New doors will open. Doesn't mean God will not, do new things. God will do new things. But are we fully trusting Him? Are we fully trusting Him? The question of protection, peace, perspective all comes from the word trust. So go back to the trust factor and say, Lord, yes, no one is helping me. But Lord, You can help me. I'm parking my whole thing to You, Lord, and start to rely on the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says, I will go, but I will send the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, even when I do small things like even going out, I say, Lord Jesus, please drive with me. Please come with me. Let's include the Holy Spirit in everything what we do. Not in some things and not in some people keep God in certain things, but not in all things. The other day, I was trying to get one furniture for my house. As simple as that, I even said, Lord Holy Spirit, please guide me what to buy. Simple things like that. God amazingly works. So therefore, these are deep questions, valuable questions, and it's an experience. Every time you feel you're alone, it's a best starting point to read Psalm 91 to claim these 6 promises. Any other question? Yeah. Any other question? One more question, and then is it okay to take a loan for business? Family doesn't support. Okay. Now, I'm not, just because I took loan doesn't mean that it will be. No. Whether you want to take loan or not to take loan is something that you need to have peace. I'm not a loan expert, but I can only tell you what experience I went through. But the point I'm trying to tell you is don't be in a haste. Don't be in a haste. God's peace will be there. So do things in God's peace, in God's perspective. So there are some times where I have done certain decisions on my haste and I had to wriggle out of it and I had to pay the penalty. So therefore, if you don't have God's peace, don't do it. So that's my simple thing, so that's the way to go. And once again, great questions, great interactions. So once again, thank you so much for having me. But remember these promises, Psalm 91, I will share this immediately after the session finishes by WhatsApp. The 6 promises, it's all for us. It's all for us. It's up to us to claim it. And please remember, if you need to be trusted, you need to be tested. Everything comes with a package. And when you pass the test, you will find God giving you the 10x effect. The 10x effect is something which is amazing. We also have something coming up for pastors and leaders and business people. We have a media training coming up, which is coming this September. Every year we do media conferences where we talk about how you can use media to take your writing to a different level. So that's September coming up. I'll share a little later about it through Samson. But more importantly, I'm super excited that the Psalm 91 was there in my heart for you all this morning. And whatever I've shared comes from practical experience. Not that I know everything, but every time I'm stuck, I look at Psalm 91 and it guides me. So that I'm sure this verse will be of blessing to you. 6 things to claim. Let's not miss it. Let's walk in His anointing. Let's be under His shadow and let's go to the next level. It's not how long you live. It's whether you have life in your years. So remember that and let's move on. Shall we pray? I'll just have a word of prayer and we'll close. Lord, we thank You, Father, for this morning. Lord, we have these 6 promises, Lord. Psalm 91 is for us. Everyone here, we have questions, Lord. But Lord, we know the answer can come only from You. Lord, Your peace, Your protection, Your 10x effect, Your perspective, Your presence, Your peace, Lord Jesus. We need Your peace. We are deciding so many things for our family, for our career, for our business, for our children, for our future. Lord, give us Your peace. Help us to step back and allow the Holy Spirit to take control, Lord Jesus. Even as we meditate on this psalm in this Lent season, help us, Lord, to come more closer to You. Help us to come under Your wings so that, Lord, we will walk in Your anointing. We will see with our eyes. that you are there for us, Lord Jesus, that your rod and your shield will guide us. Be with this group. Speak to us as we start this Monday morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.